Good to be with you on this, my first Sunday as the main celebrant. This last week, Monsignor has been gone, so I trust that next time you see him, you'll tell him that I took good care of the parish in my first week. In today's gospel, we get a little insight into Jesus' prayer. It's a very touching time that throughout the gospels, we get to see his prayer to God the Father. It's not very often that we hear other people's prayer. In today's gospel, Jesus has a prayer of thanksgiving for these little ones who have understood his gospel. And when I was praying with this, there was something that didn't really sit right with me. I saw this comparison that Jesus had in the gospel. He had the wise and the learned on one side, then he had the little ones, the ones that were able to understand his gospel on the other. And the reason it didn't really sit well with me is because I know that the church has this strong intellectual tradition, that we believe that what Christ came to teach us is in line with the truth of the rest of the world, and over the last 2,000 years, that is what we have been studying. And when I was a senior in high school, and even my time in college, that's what helped me take my faith more seriously, is that I saw that the faith wasn't arbitrary, that we had reasons for what we believe in. And I liked this academics for once. I liked the intellectual life. So when you read today's gospel and you see kind of this separation between the wise and the learned and the little ones that were able to understand the gospel, I didn't quite understand it at first. What really helps is looking at the context of this gospel. So Jesus is giving this thanksgiving right after an episode. What comes right before this in the Gospel of Matthew is that he is condemning three cities that did not believe in him, three cities that did not convert. These three cities were along the Sea of Galilee. It's where Jesus spent most of his time, where he performed almost all of his miracles, where he taught for 3 years, and yet these three cities were not converted. So right after that is what we have in today's gospel, is thanksgiving for those who did believe, these little ones. And I think what helps in understanding this comparison between these two is looking at people's reaction to miracles. How do we experience miracles? These people had 3 years with Christ. They saw some of the most unbelievable things, and yet they didn't even believe. And sometimes in our prayer we think, you know, if I saw this, or if I saw Jesus heal a dead man, or if I saw all these things, then I would believe. Sometimes I don't think it's that easy. These people were with him for 3 years and they didn't believe. The reason that Jesus performed these miracles, I think, are really two reasons that apply for today. One is for us to see his divinity, for us to see that he is part of the Trinity and his relationship with God the Father. And the second is to give credibility to his teaching, that a lot of times throughout the Gospels, Jesus performs these incredible miracles and then he hits them hard with a teaching right after. It's supposed to say that his teaching was hard. It was not easy to accept, especially for the people at the time. But hopefully these miracles give credibility to who he says he is. And if Jesus is God, if he is who he says he is, then his teaching is true. It doesn't matter how hard it is for us to believe. The same is true for us today. How do we approach miracles? Like I said, sometimes we feel like it'd be easier if, you know, we heard God speaking from us from the sky. But that's not really how it always works. God speaks to us through the sacraments primarily. The sacraments are sure signs of God's interaction with us. What happens in the confessional, the forgiveness of sins, or what happens at the altar during Mass, bringing us the Eucharist? And I think this helps us understand this comparison between the wise and the learned and the little ones that understood his gospel. It's because what can the wise and the learned tell us about these miracles? I know that at Mass, the Eucharist, it looks like bread, tastes like bread, smells like bread, but it's not. The substance of what it is has been changed into the body of Christ. And that's something that our faith needs to tell us. This needs to be an assent of our will and faith to be able to believe these things. And that is primarily what these little ones were able to do. These little ones were able to understand that Jesus is who he says he is, and because of that, through an act of faith, they were able to believe in him. So these wise and the learned, it is not a condemnation against education. What it is, it's a condemnation against pride. This is the Pharisees and the scribes that Jesus is primarily talking to. It's a condemnation of their pride, that they weren't able to get over themselves. While these little ones had this humility, they understood who God is, that he is who he says he is, and because of that, his teaching is true. So today, my prayer is that we have that faith, have the faith of the little ones. There's kind of a famous saying of the different popes. They say that we need to do theology on our knees. We need to study our theology on our knees. And I would add, we need to study our sciences on our knees as well. What we approach in the world does not contradict what God gave us. It is all a part of this truth. So may we do our studies on our knees. May we understand who God is, that he is who he said he is. May we grow in a relationship with him, and may we become ever little, just like those in the gospel.